Chapter 39, The Midnight Club. Amidst a desperate search for answers, Alice revisits her disturbing ties to griffins and gargoyles with Betty, and a cast of familiar faces. This is Jugheads.
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica too. Reggie's here.
Come on, no. Jordan, don't you for remember Jug about for me. Jug.
Don't you forget about Jug.
No, that's not as good. It's time to go back to the 80s?
Yeah.
What time
89,
is...
89, I told you. I think it's you like did, 89 and 92, somewhere in that range.
You did tell me, but I think that's a lie. I think it doesn't know what year
it
wants to be.
It mentions Heathers, which is like 88.
It's 87, 88 around there, yeah. No, it mentions Heathers. It mentions a lot of things. And I have to say, this is Jugheads, by the
Breakfast
way.
Breakfast Club was what, 85?
It's Jugheads again. I'm Tom. This is Jordan.
Breakfast Club was 85,
Jordan,
right?
Hello.
84? Hi.
It's Jugheads again. And this time we're going back to basics.
We're Jugheads again.
It's Jugheads again, and it's time to go back to the past, back to Dungeons and Dragons, back to Griffins and Gargoyles, and
Jordan's
got his fact.
I didn't pick up on that shit. Okay.
What? Is it going to be something that you're going to say and I'm going to be like, well, of course. Well, of course they did that.
No, I got two facts.
Jordan? Two From facts.
IMDb.
We don't have.
I heard them at the gym.
We don't have enough segments to withstand two facts.
Yeah. Two facts segment.
Jordan.
What?
How was your week?
Good.
It's been 4 days since I looked at you.
Has it? Was it Saturday? No.
When is 4 days from before now? Saturday? Okay. Yeah. It's been 6 days.
Friday.
No, it wasn't Friday.
Was it Friday? What did I do
it's
on
been,
Friday?
It's been 5 days. Because we did it on
Friday. We went and saw Captain Marvel.
Wait, no. Didn't we do it on... We did this on Tuesday last week, or was it Wednesday?
It was Tuesday.
So it's been a full week?
Since we did this. No, but I saw you on Friday.
We don't tell people that we did that.
We can talk about Captain Marvel.
We bring up the illusion... We don't like each other? It's not that we don't like
each other. We only see each other for this?
Yeah. Oh, it's because we got to make money, so we have to do this.
What money?
I'm making money.
Yeah, you're 20 cents a year.
Yeah, but that's straight in my bank, though. And then in something like
non-taxed.
40 to 50 years, I'll have $9.
Yeah.
It's heavily taxed. I am paying. I actually am paying for this podcast to go up at this point.
That's for your job, too.
It's not, really. It truly isn't. I thought it would be. It's not so much yet. Let's talk about Captain Marvel.
That came out fine. I don't know.
Yeah, it's good, fine. Here's what I like.
I like big powers.
Yeah, big powers. Flying ladies.
Yeah, 90s is fun.
90s is fun, but do you think that it's too much?
It's weird. I was thinking after it's like we're not getting too many 90s nostalgic things yet.
No, because we're getting a lot of 90s nostalgia
in the internet. 2000s, you got a ton of 80s nostalgia things.
Well, of course you had that 80s. Glenn Harrington's
that
80s
show.
It was an instant classic. Big hit. Everyone loves it. How do you get your hair to stand up? How do you get it to stand up like that?
Take Me Home Tonight with Topher Grace.
Uh-huh.
That
70s show with Topher Grace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But and there's a lot of 70s nostalgia.
But that show started
remember,
in like 99,
you
didn't it?
Kiss.
What about Kiss?
Well, big nostalgia for Kiss, the band.
Into the 2000s?
From the 70s.
Or in general.
That 70s show. Is Kiss from the 80s? They're from the 70s.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Sorry, Rick. Well, that 70s show started in like 98, didn't it?
97, 98.
Yeah, so within 17 years of the 70s ending.
Yeah.
We're 19 years out from the 90s ending.
Well, I think part of it is that...
Where's that 90s show, man?
Oh, God, that 90s show would be the most nihilistic show on television.
What's the one with Jeff Garlin?
That's
in the 80s.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, the other one. He's got a...
Daddy Daycare.
It is not... That's not a show.
That's a good show.
What an odd pairing is Steve Zahn, Jeff Garlin,
because you say those two. You say those two, and I'm like, okay, that seems fine.
And then Eddie Murphy
as well.
Oh, what?
Crazy. What do you think about Eddie Murphy's filmic career?
Now?
No, just in general. Always.
There's a couple good ones.
Yeah.
He was big in the 80s.
Do you like The Nutty Professor?
I haven't seen it in 20 years, but the last time I saw it, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. I think the last time I saw Nutty Professor, I really enjoyed it. Now, I'm more familiar with Nutty Professor 2, The Clumps.
I think I watched Dr. Doolittle a lot more, though.
I watched Dr. Doolittle a lot when I was
especially
a kid.
The second one, where they go to some nice cottage, and then he's trying to save
his
a
daughter,
bear.
His daughter can talk to animals.
She learns to talk to animals, yeah. They're saving a bear or something.
I think they're saving a bear in both of them, right?
Are they?
I think so.
No, they're farting in the first one around the dinner table.
All right. Well, we should also talk about Men in Black, because we saw...
They are... Well, that's not set in the 90s, though, is it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It didn't seem like it.
Is it like a throwback, or is it just a new one?
It's a new one.
Yeah.
It's international.
Yeah, so it's like... It's modern, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. We know about as much about that as we do about Riverdale.
I know the trailer.
I think, yeah. I like those little fellas.
I like... Chris Hemsworth, and I like Tessa Thompson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like those little fellas. The little worm guys.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of them. I'm a big fan of a little...
AJ!
I like the idea that every single alien in the universe is a sarcastic little asshole.
Yeah.
Because the pug is that way. He's like, hey, from New York, hey, I'm walking here.
Tony Shalhoub is going to be in this one.
Ooh, God, I hope so. Every time
weird Pawn Story guy.
Every time I watch anything... I hope Tony Shalhoub is there. Oh, Tony Shalhoub is the guy whose head grows back.
Yeah.
That scared me when I was a kid. That scared me a lot when I was a kid. Also, you know what else scared me when I was a kid? The man stretching his face over the skeleton.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yeah. Look at him and his scratchy skin. It is gross. I don't like that.
It's very gross.
Yeah. So that movie looks good. Yeah, Captain Marvel was good. Let me put this on a audio platform out going out to potentially millions right now. I've decided this about myself. Are you ready? For me to drop this bomb, I don't want to be cynical anymore.
Okay.
I want to go... Wait, hold your applause. Wait until the end to tell me what you think about my revelation.
Okay.
I want to go to the Marvel movie, and I want to watch them do young...
With your mind off, basically.
I want to...
Uncritically.
I want to watch them do their young Samuel L. Jackson face, effectively removing the need for any real actors.
Yeah.
And I want to sit there and say, wow, that... And it is. It's incredible that they made it look as realistic as they did.
He looked good. Clark Gregg looking younger.
Is that Coulson?
Yeah.
That looks strange.
He looked like
Conan O'Brien.
Ken doll or something.
He looked like if someone melted Conan O'Brien's
face and stretched
it. I don't
know why they could do Samuel Jackson, but could not do Clark Gregg.
Man,
is the hair?
They blew the budget on one hyper-realistic face and were like, we could do this one half.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say is I think it's incredible... And it's what a time to be alive that I can sit there and go like, oh, how magical for me that I get to, in 2019, experience a very young Samuel Jackson. But at the same time, Jordan.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'm watching that and there's just something about it that's just off enough that I'm watching it and I'm saying, this scares me. It's creepy to look at. There's just something about it.
It never kicked in for him for me, but yeah, definitely Coulson. I was like,
that looked like a hyper-realistic doll.
Yeah, it was weird.
And Samuel Jackson, like they definitely spent way more money because he's got so much more screen time.
Yeah, Coulson's.
But
what,
it's just
three
like
scenes?
There's something about it where it's like, okay, everyone's faces are moving around in this scene, and everyone's emoting like a human being, and Samuel Jackson's very still. He's very still.
I heard this the other day that he has it in his contracts now that he doesn't. This is one of the first ones in a while where you see him running. But
yeah.
Otherwise, he has it in his contract that you don't see him running on camera.
Is he a bad runner?
No, because he's in his 60s.
Well, I mean...
And he's usually playing, like, kind of action-y people.
It's... Well, he sits for most of the
yeah, that's
Marvel
what I mean.
Movies. He's... In my Jughead's contract, it says that I don't run.
You don't run?
Yeah, I won't run.
I run here every day.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep asking me to drive you, and I will not do that. I'm already sitting down. I'm not getting up again.
I run 20K.
It's Jugheads again, and this is a special episode.
Yeah, it finally happened.
It finally happened.
I spoiled this 3 episodes ago.
You did, and
it's not what I thought it would be.
To my credit, I said, please don't spoil it, and you did anyway.
Yeah.
And then I completely forgot what you told me.
Yeah,
so this was, again, a surprise to me when I started watching it. And it was a happy surprise. It was a happy surprise because I do think that they're going to keep Archie in jail too long. And I'm glad to not watch that for an episode, because I'm already...
I think he's out soon.
Okay, you think so?
Yeah.
All right, well, should we get into this?
Yeah.
Is that the banner segment? Is that good?
Fine.
What do you mean, fine? Could it be better? All this could be better, but...
I got nothing, no. Men in Black.
No, don't go back to...
The 90s!
Yeah, okay. The 90s... We need more media that's
going to happen. I'll give a thumb up to Captain Marvel.
You're going
to
give it one thumb up?
One thumb up.
I give it two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up?
I'm done being cynical.
That's, there, like, that two thumbs down is cynical, I think.
So zero thumbs, is that still cynical?
I don't think you can give zero thumbs. It's either a thumb down or a thumb up.
Or two thumbs up or two thumbs down?
Yeah.
We're grading on a 4-point scale? That's insane.
It's either, it's okay, it's great, it's
you
not
You just
good.
Did two thumbs for both of those things.
It's okay, it's great.
Yeah.
It's not good. I hate it.
Okay. So this is the same as ordering from Stone Cold
Creamery, yeah.
Steve Austin.
From Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin Creamery. This is Chapter 39, The Midnight Club. That's the banner segment. I am hovering over the thumbnail for Chapter 39 right now. If anyone out there who's listening to this, you better be watching the show at the same time. Otherwise, this is not going to make any sense to you. So I'm going to go ahead and bide for time while I turn on the subtitles here. Got those on now, and now I'm hovering. Oh no. Now I'm hovering over the thumbnail again.
And you did it. Let's go.
And I'm going to press the button. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
We're watching it now. We're watching it live.
2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 9%. Oh, yeah. 99%. We're there. And the cells are loaded. Okay, now we're in.
And do we skip the recap?
No.
Okay. I do skip the recap when I watch alone.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I feel like you don't.
No, I do.
You do.
What do I need to spend 2 minutes watching
what
this?
What do we need to do it for?
It gives us more time to talk about it.
Yeah, because we're already not taking up an hour.
Let's
just
recap
time.
What happened on the last episode.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you still think the cargo person is a long person, or do you think it's a real monster?
No, I still think it's a man holding sticks.
You think it's a long person?
I still think it's a man holding sticks.
Could be a woman holding sticks.
It could be. I don't think it is.
Do you think it's Hiram?
That would be funny.
It would be funny.
I think that would be
very funny. Okay, do we talk about the ending yet?
Of this episode?
Yeah.
No.
I don't talk about it yet?
The very end, we talk about it.
What do you mean? You spoil things all the time.
Well, you say no spoilers.
Yeah.
Because okay. People could be watching this for the first time, and
well,
if they are,
they're
dumb shits.
Bringing it back to classics.
Why? No one would play this.
No one they depict playing this would play this.
If I went around and made copies of the like starter kit for D&D and then hid this in high school students' lockers,
they would throw them in the garbage.
Garbage. It's trash. This is for nerds.
I also... Can I talk about something that happens later?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't care.
You know... Do you care about anything to do with this podcast?
No.
Okay. You know when they're...
Don't be mean. You can be mean. I don't care. I'm not going to care.
This whole thing is fucking stupid.
The mayor comes in
and...
Kids, please stop.
Please don't play... Please don't bring Pokemon cards to school. You need to focus on your studies. Please stop playing Game Boy...
Why, Mr. Mayor? Because I said so. Don't do it.
Please stop playing Game Boy. Please stop playing your Game Lad in the hallway. Please. Please focus on your algebra. No, what I was going to say is when the meat of this episode does get going and it shows the Midnight Club.
The Midnight Club?
Midnight Club. Does your D&D group have a stupid name for itself? Yeah, you probably do.
Some of them do.
I know that some of them do.
I've looked it up before where I'm like, what are some good questions to like help character building for D&D?
Yeah.
And I see, like, come up with a fun group name like the Heavy Hitters or something like that. I'm like, I'm
okay,
not going to do
Jordan,
that.
Okay, Jordan, I'm going to start a separate D&D group.
Called the Heavy Hitters?
I am going to give it a name.
The Heavy Hitters.
No, I'm going to come up with a good name.
Box Club Billy's Boys.
I'll come up with a good name, thank you. Anyway, when they go... I should just wait until it happens, but I'm too excited. You know when they're showing the Midnight Club?
Yeah.
Play the game, and they're having a good time in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Nothing has looked more lame or stupid to me.
I know! No teenager that looks like they do would buy into it.
No. And I also love the caveat that the parents, when they were teenagers, looked
like that
identical
to their children.
Especially Cheryl. Oh my god! She's like, come on!
She shrank a foot.
Also, we'll wait till we get there. We'll wait till we get there, because we should talk about this, right? Although the intro to this episode's kind of boring, but...
Honestly, the whole, I was excited to see them play their parents, but it being just, like, linearly the only story that we're seeing within this episode, it's not jumping from focus to focus. I don't like it when they do it on that show.
No. I'm sure it saved them a lot of time filming.
Yes.
Because the costumes are weird. Like, they're just, like, that was a whole day and they had to get those costumes back to Act 1 or something, but... Gotta get this grunge pants back to Party City.
I thought,
we only have this flannel for the afternoon.
Spoilers for the end of the episode, but I thought the dead body here was going to be whoever Reggie's father is, I guess.
Yeah.
Because Reggie doesn't
seem anyone important.
Yeah. He's the only one out, or Dylan Doyle's father as well.
What was his name? Daryl Doyle?
I think so.
Or Darnell Doyle or something like that. Yeah.
Doyle.
Doyle. Here we go. No, it's good. Oh, Winona had Johnny and everything smelled like Teen Spirit. So that means it's got
91. It's like 80, 90, 91?
No, wouldn't it have to be, when did...
I thought that was 80, no, 90.
Never mind, came out like 92.
No, not
no,
that
no.
way.
No,
91.
Yeah, it was probably 91.
I think it's 91, because the first one's 89.
That's Bleach.
In 89.
Yeah.
And then 91, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 93 was in utero, and then he died in 94.
Yeah. Here's Hermione Lodge.
Hermione...
That's the... I don't know if it was a directing choice or an acting choice to
not... This strikes me as an acting choice.
Yeah.
This strikes me as she's going for it in a way that I find...
It doesn't hit.
And please come on the show. We'd love to have you. Actually, I don't want Camille Mendes to ever see where I live.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
We'll travel.
Yeah, we'll come to you. How much would you be willing to put into a Jugheads on the Road go?
Like if it's
to
New
Camilla
York or,
Mendes' house.
New York or LA,
and we do
sure.
that with her there.
Because I'll travel, like, there's other shit I can do in LA.
No, you have to only do that. And we're back.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
We're just going to Camilla Mendes' house.
I didn't realize that she wrote End Apartheid on the mirror.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And drew a map of
Africa. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. So this is... Oh god, what's Blossom's name? Not Penelope. Is it Penelope?
I don't know, she might say it here.
Is it Penelope Blossom?
Penny Blossom? No, that's...
No, because there's Penny Peabody.
Penny Peabody,
but I think it's Penelope Blossom also.
It might be.
I think... Because it's Penny.
But, okay.
This fight's cool, though. She
likes it. I like that Alice is into it.
I like that Alice is into it, but I also like the fact that she just fucking slams her.
Yeah.
Look at that. She fucking bodies her into that damn stall.
FP.
Now.
Jock FP.
I will say Cole Sprouse virtually.
He goes for it more than anyone.
Changes his face to look like Skeet Ulrich.
He's the only one that actually tries to act like the way that the parent actor acts.
He's the only one that I buy.
Yeah.
As
Archie, they just made him kind of look like Luke Perry.
They just gave him his natural hair color.
Yeah. He just didn't dye his hair that week.
No, they made...
And put it in the same style that Luke Perry had on 90210.
Like, Fred Andrews never, like, seemed like... Yeah, he's a decent... Oh, I like this. Yeah, finally. When are Archie and Jughead going to do this? Because they're doing everything
soon,
their
hopefully.
Parents did, yeah. And now it's the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
We called ourselves the Breakfast Society.
But we didn't meet at breakfast, so we had to change our name.
They're called the Midnight Club, right?
Yes.
Isn't that the teens, preteens that sit around the fire and throw dust into the fire and tell each other scary stories? And Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh, I don't remember.
Midnight Society.
And then this... Why? Okay.
That's Saved by the Bell.
Yes. Why are they
because
doing...
Because this is nothing like Saved... Because Saved by the Bell is like 93.
Why are they doing a Breakfast Club themed thing and then the title card is Saved by the
Jordan,
Bell?
But Jordan, it's a Breakfast Club themed thing referencing Heather's...
It is Penelope Blossom.
I told you. Referencing Heather's and Smells Like Teen Spirit in the same thing.
It's all over
the
place.
It's gotta be pretty close, but it's like they don't have a year.
This
takes place between 89 and 94.
Somewhere in that range.
But this is clearly happening over the course of a day.
No, this is like a month.
Well, this, you know what I mean.
Yeah, this right now is a day.
Yeah.
But this is a flashback where they're making a baby.
But you know what I mean. Like, this segment here does not take place over the course of years.
No. From 91 to 94, their whole high school term.
Yeah.
Some of it doesn't make sense at the end.
I'll say that all of it doesn't make sense.
Like, I can believe that Alice and Penelope Blossom went their separate ways, but Epi and Fred, they stayed friends throughout high school, I'm pretty sure, right?
Well, I think they lost touch, and then they became...
After high school, though.
They became... No, I think, like, during high school
Are
also.
You saying that their only gig as the Fredheads was in Penelope Blossom's house or at the school or wherever they did that?
That's precisely what I'm saying. I also found it...
That's weird.
I also found it... Yeah, we will get to it. We will get... Let me readjust this table, because the dog is pushing it with her ass.
Doing detention.
Why you gotta give Fred and FP detention for what they did? I think that was nice.
Going around naked?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Says who? The man?
People.
The friggin' man gonna stop me from doing that? Pretty cool, Alice. Pretty cool.
Carving?
Yeah, carving your name into wood with a knife.
And here's young Tom. Young cop Tom.
Well, he's in Sea Cadets, isn't he?
He's in the same thing that Kevin's in now.
Yeah, Sea Cadets. Or whatever it's called.
R-Rock or something?
I don't know.
R-O-O-C?
I think it's Sea Cadets.
It's something Cadets.
Sea Marines.
He's going to war.
Yeah, that's right. Sierra's...
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
We've been cool together since kindergarten, but we don't know each other.
Wait... That's the other thing that I was gonna say, is they, I know that there's a justification in that, oh, we fought, and then we got over it in a couple days, but it's like, they become remarkably close in a matter of, like,
a few weeks.
A couple days, it seems like they're the closest friends.
Is it every night they have to serve?
It's four
Saturdays.
It's four Saturdays.
So a month.
Yeah.
They're good friends.
Yeah, but 5 hours.
The first night. This night, right now, while they're sitting around, and they're like, hey, let's play this game we found in the disc. Or that's next episode.
No, that's next week. They get into a fight this time. Yeah. That's why they get four Saturdays.
Yeah.
So I guess technically it would be... No, it's still four, because this is you extended your sentence to four Saturdays.
Hiram Lodge.
I find it hard to believe that Hiram Lodge went to this high school.
Yeah. I thought he was from New York.
Well, I guess he's from here. And then he went to do big crimes in New
York.
New York,
yeah. That's what she wants. She wants to leave here.
Yeah, she wanted to do big crimes.
It's just odd that she's the one... Honestly, she works less as Hermione than Cheryl. Cheryl doesn't look like Penelope.
Yeah.
But she plays Penelope, I think, what I can imagine Penelope being as a teenager.
Yes,
better.
Like an uptight busybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't think... Like, this is not how I...
Picture Hermione?
Most of these characters I never pictured at this age.
No.
Hermione, I do not picture being like this at all, because... Hermione doesn't seem like she was changed by Hiram to be the person that she is. She seems like that's the person that she was anyway, and Hiram just kind of brought it out of her. Which, maybe that's the case. But she, like, Catholic goody-two-shoes good girl is not how I saw...
No, not at all.
Hermione Lodge. Like, wearing a Catholic schoolgirl's outfit in a school that does
not
need require an outfit. It's insane! It's an insane choice.
Where are you buying that?
Where are you buying this? You have to go to the uniform store for the Catholic school? It's the only place I've ever seen this stuff for sale.
Oh, FP's lying about his
roots.
Is
Elm Street a reference?
Yes.
To Nightmare On.
They've done that before, though.
Do you think so?
Isn't that where Archie lives? Is Elm and Betty? They live on Elm Street.
Maybe.
I think so.
I don't remember. That doesn't sound like such a bad life. Double Wide Trailer's a nice place to live. You can lord over everyone else in the trailer park. You have a bigger trailer.
Yeah.
Usually your utilities are included. That's nice. You get nice little curtains. Yeah, you get a nice stubby full of Red Stripe or whatever. What do you think the Riverdale equivalent of Red Stripe is?
Pop Stripe.
You use Pop Stripe?
Yeah, Pop Stripe.
You don't think it's Licorice Stripe?
Licorice Stripe?
Yeah.
Why licorice?
Because everything's candy in Riverdale.
But it's made by Pop.
Pops beer.
Pops Stripe.
Pops Stripe. That's too hard to say.
Pop Stripe.
It's like Schlitz. It's too hard to say. No one's going to buy it.
This is weird, Penelope's
backstory. This is what I was going to say before. I need
this is something that we've kind of speculated on before,
but was this
too.
Ever said? Because if not, what an insane way to bring this up to the viewing audience.
Because we speculated before that, like, how'd they get a redhead? Because is she just incest? And it's, like, chosen incest.
Is Alice telling Betty this detail?
I think she is.
First of all, this child is creepy, and this whole thing is creepy.
Which child? The young Clifford Blossom?
The young Clifford Blossom is creepy. Look at him!
Look at his smile.
Look at his...
He's seducing that child.
Oh, no.
He knows what he's doing, offering her a milkshake.
What do you think the parents of that child said to him?
His father?
So whoever brought the girl over...
That was his mother or father.
Right, but what do you think they said to him?
Before?
Yeah, before.
This is going to be her wife. You have to be nice to her.
This is going to be your sister, and then it's going to be your wife.
Yeah.
Please hand her the milkshake.
Here's the milkshake. And they're fighting again.
Mm-hmm. There doesn't seem to be any discernible style of the time here, either.
Like, 89 and 94.
Right, but...
Within this range. Because Archie... Also, Fred Andrews
based on the
is
way,
dressed like Zach from Saved by the Bell as
yeah.
well. It's just a lot of Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Well, no. Because Jughead's dressed like A.C. Slater.
No, he's not wearing a, like, as low cut as you can get tank top.
Yeah, but he's wearing a varsity jacket.
Yeah. But Slater, like, has his nipples showing all the time.
I don't remember anything about that show. I think that show sucks.
Yeah, it was very bad. That's why it's fun.
At what point does Jughead's just hard transition into a Saved by the Bell podcast?
I mean, if this gets canceled.
The Beldings.
That makes them... I think there already are a couple Saved by the Bell podcasts.
There's already a couple Riverdale podcasts. Yeah, it didn't stop us.
Not as good as this.
You can't mean that. Game Lad! They took my Game Lad and I'm getting it back. That's the laziest Riverdale-ism they've done so far.
Game Lad.
That's the laziest
one. When did the Game Boy come out? 89?
Yes, I believe so.
90?
Actually, 90. Yeah, 90. 90 makes most sense.
Crap.
It launched with Tetris.
Hmm.
Super Mario Land 2 is a very good game.
Pokemon?
Pokemon is a very good game.
95?
I think that's when the Hanime started.
Hmm.
I don't know. It came out in Japan first, so I don't remember.
Is this
what
a
that
trick?
Is.
Who had this? Is Crabapple the real villain?
I think that's really Grundy.
Crabapple's Grundy? Like the original Grundy?
You're thinking of Crabapple. That's a character from The Simpsons.
No, they say Crabapple.
They're thinking of Crabapple. That's okay. A character from The Simpsons.
But The Simpsons has only just premiered in their
Yeah,
in
their she's
timeline.
A character, though. Come here, boy.
Yeah.
Remember that? Let's all go out for some frosty chocolate milkshakes.
Locked on that, though.
That's Homer's classic catchphrase. He'd throttle his son.
Oh, did you see it on FP's cast?
Uh-huh.
Someone wrote loser and
crossed out
to say lover.
Put lover because he's a cool guy.
Yeah. Who's...
FP would not be interested in Grievance and Gargoyles
at all.
Not at all. Especially in 89
FP
to 94.
FP wouldn't. Alice wouldn't.
No.
I think
Hermione might be interested, but I think if she was so
religious?
Like, well, not religious.
She's not even that religious.
No, but I mean, if she was so committed to this character trait, she would be uppity about it.
Yeah.
Penelope certainly would be.
But she'd be into it. Sarah would try it, and then Fred would definitely try it. I think Fred would try anything.
Fred tries anything once.
Come on, Fred, you're clearly a radiant knight. Eldervar?
I don't know. It's the realm of Griffins and Gargoyles.
It's not set up.
Now, they kept saying Ladysmith, and all it made me think of was Ladysmith Black Mambazo. And it got me very excited to hear some Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Do you think the writers have played Dungeons & Dragons? They must have.
Yeah, they're fucking TV writers. Of course they've played Dungeons & Dragons. Are you kidding me?
They're getting into it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he tosses, flips his Gildite coin. I didn't notice she had braces before this scene, and then I was like, all right.
Good choice.
You're definitely into Dungeons and Dragons, you fucking nerd.
She is, yeah. Are they streaking again?
They're streaking again. No, they have to go find the stone, remember? And they separate them into groups.
Oh, yeah. But why does Cheryl, not Cheryl, Penelope Blossom say she does this?
She's in the mood for a little chaos.
Oh, she's just trying to have fun.
She's just trying to have fun. Girls just want to have fun.
Lady Smith.
The thing they do with Alice and Fred
is weird.
Is just, it's like superfluous.
Mm-hmm.
What does this serve at all? What's the point? Why do it? Just for Betty to go, you and Fred, which means that she is telling Betty each of the details.
Yes, all of them.
Like painstakingly telling her each of the details about her high school sex life.
Is it to show a connection between, I don't know. Are they even going to keep going with, like, that Betty is attracted to Archie at this point?
It no, seems it, like hasn't it hasn't come up in over a year at this point, so no, I don't think so.
I, like, try to show that connection, but that's kind of done,
which
too.
Is weird, because that's my understanding is, like, a 20-year arc in the comics.
That
is,
the entire crux genesis of the comics,
is that Archie has a thing for Betty and Veronica.
On the show, no.
How do you resist kissing Cole Sprusher here?
I don't know.
How do you do it? Look at him!
He's into it. I think she's into it, too.
Yeah, she is. Do you think there's going to be a life swap, wife swap that happens between Fred...
In the present?
Yeah.
Wait, between Fred and...
Because...
Wait, what? You mean Fred and Alice and then...
Hermione
FP
is
going to
be with FP.
Oh, no.
And Fred
oh,
is
I could
be with
never picture Alice. That. That is weird.
Yeah. Because Alice is going to get pregnant again. By FP.
FP? I could see
and
that.
And then this is going to happen again. In the library.
And Fred is going to comfort Alice?
Yeah. And they
when
kiss.
When she's pregnant? No.
Yeah. And then they're going to kiss.
No.
Yeah. Because they're going to do the thing.
I could see Alice being pregnant again, though.
Yeah. And she throw the baby into the fire and the baby flies away.
Baby flies all over the place.
Babies, just, the babies. Way, the way, the only way that I can describe that just reminds me of that thing from The Simpsons where Ralph was like, I saw someone having a baby and then the baby came out and the baby looked at me.
Well, if you know fire creates enough oxygen that if you throw a baby on it, it flies.
So
it's light enough.
We at Jugheads do not condone throwing babies into the fire.
You could try it, though.
No, please don't. Jordan may condone it. I certainly don't.
The way he's standing makes him look chubby.
Take back what you said about...
Watch. It makes him look chubby.
You take back what you said about Cole Sprouse. By the minute, you're reducing the chances of Cole Sprouse guesting on this podcast.
I'm just saying the way he's standing, I know he's not chubby. We saw him stripped nude earlier in the episode. They've mentioned Archie's grandfather being
maybe
sick
in
before.
Passing. I didn't remember when I watched this episode.
It's odd that he quit his band immediately. What is the Fredheads? When they talked about them before, it made it sound... They sounded like they were...
A new wave band.
Like, and they were doing a lot more than just one house party.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Didn't they play prom or something?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think the writers are overly concerned with the continuity. Lore they set up. Like, anything that happens before the episode they're currently writing might as well be in the trash.
That guy's got a cool hat.
Yeah, a lot of cool, indiscernible style that's happening at this school right now.
Oh, I love
it. Why do they have to sneak into the school?
Because they want to play...
Oh, they have to do it at night. They have to do it at night.
They
want to
play Midnight Club here.
Of course, of course. They can't do it anywhere else?
Well, this is...
Where everything is.
The nicest room to, like, run around and have fun in. It is hard, if you don't have a household, it is hard to find a place to play Dungeons &
Dragons. Yeah, put on a crown!
Yeah.
Now
he's Jughead.
Now,
where did they get a Templar uniform?
That's what I was going to ask. Was this in the high school costume and prop department for the theater? Why?
They did the Knights Teutonic
Why? For the love of God, would they have these blades? These elaborate elf costumes and blades. In a 1980s and early 90s theater prop department.
Look at this.
And a
wonderful
coffee can crown.
He's got his nice chainmail. What is that called again? I forget. The hat. but he takes it off right away.
Jordan, I have to say, this is what I was talking about before when I said this does not make this look cool. This is the fucking...
This has gone away from...
How is someone else doing it on the same night?
This has gone away from... And why... Okay, so you got Hiram. You got Tom Keller. You got Dilton Doily's dad, Daryl Doily. And they never say Reggie's dad's name, but you got Reggie's dad as well.
Oh, God.
Hiram is the second closest, or the closest actor to their...
Oh, it's eerie. I texted you this when I was watching it yesterday. His voice is identical.
It's like they dubbed it.
Where after I texted you, I was thinking, oh, Jordan's going to come back and say, that is the actor, dumb shit. Like, they Samuel L. Jackson'd him younger.
Yeah.
And they made him small for the role.
But when they're wandering around the school like that, like, it's gone beyond... Dungeons and Dragons, and it's now LARPing. They're LARPing. Yeah.
They're LARPing. And they don't make it look cool. The snacks are fun. I
think I would probably enjoy LARPing, but it's not cool. It's not a cool thing.
Yeah, LARPing might be fun, but I don't think I could do it.
I think I could do it.
I think that it's not cool.
I've heard of really expensive ones that you go and spend like a couple days doing.
This is the type of thing that you bring up to me now, and you're like, oh, I heard about this thing, and then like 2 months from now, you're LARPing all the time.
It only happens once a year in upstate New York.
You know so much about it already.
I forget where I heard it. It was on a podcast, but I don't remember who was talking about it.
I was praying with your brother, so naturally I didn't take any of the pop rock drugs.
Are drugs always candy?
Yes, everything is candy in the pop universe. Candy. Yes.
So it's acid, I'm guessing, this drug?
It's Molly.
Yeah.
I don't buy for a fact that Dilton Doily's father was doing drugs. Look at this nerdlinger.
Dilton Doily did drugs.
He did suicide drugs. That's different.
It's got a nice little pocket protector. How come as soon as they figure out that neither of them like planned it, they're not more worried about...
I don't know.
What's going on?
I don't know.
This is insane.
Okay, this is crazy.
Fredheads.
Why are all of these people in the Fredheads? Why was this not mentioned before?
I thought it was
before?
Just the two Freds.
These people didn't know each other. They said we've gone to school with each other since kindergarten. We don't know a thing about each other. You're telling me now that you're in a band
and
together?
You're playing for five people.
Wait,
this is the saddest thing in the world. You're playing your heart out.
You know that it only sounds like this because they're all blasted on drugs.
Five people.
If a sober person was listening to this right now, it sounds like screaming. God, I can't wait to listen to this episode and fucking just hear the microphone exploding all the time. But how in the same episode?
I just love watching them dance in front of them. And look at Hermione dance on the side. She's into it.
How? Well, this looks like the dorkiest shit in the world.
Stone. How's Alice not left
yet? Doyle's got fucking moves, though. Did you see
Alice, get out of there. This is stupid.
You are pregnant. You gotta get out of here. Look at these idiots. Look at these dorks.
They're not even playing a game anymore. They're just running around flapping their kicks.
I got a skateboard doing moves. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. Now they're getting Randy.
Yeah, they're doing wrestling moves.
Doing wrestling.
Fizzle rocks, that's what it's called.
Fizzle rocks. Everyone's laughing, having a good time. The lights turn purple somehow.
Jordan, let's do Dungeons & Dragons Party World. We all do crazy drugs.
And dress up.
And do this.
And do some dancing.
Yeah.
And one of us stays sober and is like, what the fuck's going on?
I 100% do not call being the sober person. I gotta ask, when you see what Alice is about, why do all the lights in this school have so many colors?
Like on certain bulbs installed? Whoever, the Gargoyle King just went around and installed new bulbs.
They've got exclusively Philips Hue bulbs.
Yeah.
Now, how, I understand you've had something of an exciting night. How you don't bring anything about what you're about to see up to anyone is beyond me.
She does.
No, tonight.
She goes and tells them?
Right away.
Go tell them?
When you see...
all this shit? Which would have taken a while?
Do you reasonably think that just...
That looked like a Kirby.
Just Durfus Doily and Penelope Blossom did this? Penelope Blossom is the homeowner. She's not going to do this.
No.
Dervis Doily might do it, but I don't know.
Daryl Doily definitely did it.
Is it Daryl?
Daryl.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I said it.
I think it's Dervis.
No, it said Daryl.
It should be Dervis.
Dervis Doily?
Yeah.
Doofus Doily?
Look at this. Look at them just... They're Scooby-Dooing through rooms. They're going in one room and coming out the other.
Shit.
Where do you see this?
Yeah,
you gotta... You don't tell a police officer? Like,
I'm gonna get out of here.
Like, smart. Honestly, smart. Get out of here. But if you see a long person in a costume like this...
A long person.
And you don't... This poor man.
The principal.
That's poor man. How does he not catch anyone before he fucking dies in a closet?
Running around right. Going, woo!
Right, but how he doesn't catch a single ne'er-do-well before
he... walks right into the bathroom
and drinks a goblet?
Drinks a goblet?
Drinks a goblet of blue from the sink?
He must have been suicidal.
I mean, who knows? If I go into a public bathroom
and
I see a...
Flip for your fate?
I see a cup of blue Gatorade... I might start drinking it. Who knows?
Featherhead. Weatherby Featherhead. The next principal will be named Never Dead.
That's a good game. Never good video Dead. Game.
Roll Winter around. Nights?
What?
Never Dead Winter Nights? Is that just, what it's called?
No, that's Never Winter.
Never Winter.
Never Winter Nights. I'm talking about Konami's own Never Dead. You play as a verbose... man who can't die, so you cut off your arms and legs and you're only a head rolling around on a
Doesn't sound good.
It is not good. It's really bad.
Oh, Archie's dad, yeah. Or Fred's dad.
Now, to be fair, this does suck.
That he got high and then his dad
he
died?
He got high. He missed his dad dying because he was playing Dungeons and Dragons.
While he was high.
Yeah.
He wasn't even playing Dungeons. He just got high and ran
He's
around.
He's got high and ran around with a sword.
Ran around in a costume.
Played a concert for four people.
It's funny that they got together to play a nice big group night of Griffins and Gargoyles.
Yeah.
And they just got high. That seems more like something they would all be doing.
I don't know that I buy Hermione doing the drugs. I definitely buy FP doing drugs.
Yeah.
Sierra, I definitely
know. Tom Keller, maybe. Hiram, yes.
Hiram, 100%. Hiram's the one who had the drugs.
Yeah. Daryl Doily, yes.
No, I don't think Dervis Doily does the drugs.
Yeah, I think Daryl Doily, yes. Reggie, yes. Reggie dad.
No yeah, Reggie. Reggie's dad definitely does.
Reggie dad did it.
His dad's name's probably like...
Ranald.
Rufus.
Ranald.
Ranald?
Yeah, Ranald. What's Reggie's last name?
Riverbottom.
Reggie Riverbottom?
Oh,
that could be that. What happened to Chuck? Where's Chuck?
I don't know. He was a good man and then he left.
Yeah. We haven't seen Chuck at all. He didn't die.
Chuck, are you talking about Zachary Levi?
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Shazam. I'm talking about Shazam. Look at all these nice milkshakes.
We get a free milkshake on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
What kind of milkshake are you going to get? I'm not getting that blue. I'm
blue
not getting that blue one. You got
too sugary.
It tasted like... Oh, God. It tasted like a slushy, but with cream.
Yeah, like a creamsicle. Like a blue creamsicle.
No, thank you. I didn't know what she was doing at first when I was
waving
watching
away
this.
The flies?
No, but I didn't know that there was flies.
I
didn't
know
she
was buying this for so long. That's insane.
It's in the utility closet. How does the janitor not have to go in here?
He did it.
Also, funny to know that that's where Chughead was living.
Yeah, where a dead body
in in a dead man's room. Look at this.
So he drank the cup. Was he forced to drink the cup?
Maybe. So it must have killed him because they carved the sigils into the door.
Yeah.
Or he just walked into the bathroom and chugged some blue.
So do you think it's the person in the stick costume?
I don't think it's a long person. I think it's a monster.
Do you think it's the monster or one of these people?
It could be.
The mystery they're going to go for, is it's one of these
people.
It could
be Hiram or Penelope.
Or Reggie's dad.
Or Fred.
It's not Fred.
Could be Fred.
No, that's crazy.
All of them are suspect.
It's not Fred.
Could be Fred.
Like, Fred's the one you know for sure. Probably not Tom Keller.
Yeah,
either.
But wouldn't that be a twist?
That it is Fred?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't make sense.
The only one I know it's not for sure is FP.
And Alice.
No.
Wait, how do you know it's not FP?
Because he's nice.
FP is nice?
Yes, he's nice.
FP helped get rid of a boy's body.
To be nice.
To who?
His boss?
Clifford Blossom. The guy who murdered the boy.
No, he's being nice to his son. He's trying to keep his son out of danger.
His son was not in danger.
He was gonna be if he didn't do it.
Oh. FB is... Well, I don't think it's him either, but this more likely than Fred.
Proves to me that none of the Coopers have ever known how to deal with problems when they arise right away. Because she comes in and just starts yelling at everyone right away.
You did it, and it was not me.
It wasn't me. It could never be me. Even I'm the only person who wasn't with all of you when it happened.
Well, I don't think they knew where each other were either.
No, they're all doing skateboard tricks with swords.
Run around flipping their capes in the air.
So now it's I Know What You Did Last Summer. Another classic 90s film.
That's like 98, though.
Yeah, that's like 98, 99.
So who's making the game? Is it the Evernevers or whatever? What are they called?
The Golden Moonbeams?
Evelyn Evernever? That's her name, right?
It is Evernever, yeah.
Yeah. Are they doing it?
They're doing a spit thing.
They're doing a... Whoa, that's weird. Everyone reach across, grab someone, make a star.
And never talk again.
Yeah, we can't talk.
You're never allowed to talk to each other.
Suspicious if we talk. So it's not suspicious if we never...
It's incredibly suspicious if any of us ever talk, and not suspicious if...
We just ignore each other constantly.
We're just best friends and very vocal about being best friends. Now never talk to each other again.
Poor Fred.
Gotta sell your guitar. Gotta go smash rocks. God, he's so much like Hiram.
It's weird.
Did they hire Hiram's actual son from real life
to
do this?
That could be a possibility. Do you think that's Kelly Ripa's boy?
I don't know. I didn't know until last week that Kelly Ripa was married to him, so...
I've got... No, I won't spoil it.
Are you about to spoil your fact?
No. Oh, they're not waiting.
Why do you think they didn't get married?
He went to war and met someone else, and then she met her shitty husband, ex-husband.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Young Jason as Clifford Blossom is wrong.
It's unfortunate to...
That actor?
It's unfortunate to that actor that he's going to grow into that man.
And also, he never gets to speak on this show. They never just throw him a line so he gets paid a bit more.
These jackets are cool. Say what you will about his, you know, impending alcoholism, but that's a cool jacket.
Yeah.
Do you think FP's going to fall off the wagon again?
Didn't he recently?
Yeah, but they probably can go back to that.
He did it, like, at the end of season two, didn't he?
Why would you store that in your locker?
What, her jacket?
Yeah, it's just going to take up space.
Yeah, bring it home.
So she didn't have an abortion, right? Or
no,
she did?
No, this is a chick. This is a chick baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... Did no one notice that she was pregnant? What happened?
Well, it's only been a month.
What?
What do you mean?
So is she still pregnant right now?
Yep.
Oh.
And I think it's coming up on prom. She's with Hal.
Oh, so she's going to trick Hal.
Into thing. Well, Hal. Ah. I think Hal knew, didn't he?
Ah. Yeah.
But she like, prom happens, and then she's out, and then she's married to Hal. And
right,
they,
I forgot
they get
about
rid of
all
the baby.
That. Like the writers of this show, I threw that out in
the
garbage.
Yeah, they get rid of the baby. What if real chick is Mr. Evernever?
He's the long person?
No, he's a Mr. Evernever.
I guess we never... No, he died, didn't he?
He did.
Because...
Real chick.
Regular chick.
Real chick committed suicide.
Yeah, or was killed by chick.
Possibility, yeah. He could have been lying.
Is chick Mr. Evernever?
No. Chick's coming back at some point.
Yeah, he's going to be the long person.
He is not the long person.
You don't think he's the long person?
He's not the Gargoyle King.
That's either Chick or a real monster.
Or Evernever.
I don't know about that. Seems like a lot.
Hiram.
It's Hiram.
I think it's so funny if it's Hiram.
Especially because Hiram is pretty short. So it'd be funny if he's the long person.
Oh, we haven't seen not Clifford Blossom this season. Claudius Blossom.
It's true, we haven't.
We haven't seen him yet.
We haven't seen Penelope that much either.
She's been kicking around a little bit.
Could be Penelope in there.
No.
Yeah.
She's too short. But, like, just seeing one story at a time in a straight line, that's not Riverdale's strong suit. Jump around.
Yeah.
Jump around.
Jump around. Yeah. Riverdale is at its best when I can't really, I don't have time to think about think one
about
thing.
The story. Yeah. What I'm looking at.
Yeah. When I don't have to think about what I'm looking at, Riverdale, you're doing your job.
I just want some nice, pretty people doing some fun stuff.
I have a fact that I'm going to say now. It's not for the fact segment. I am pretty sure that Nay, whatever her name is, the actress who played Twin Peaks lady.
Madchen Amick.
What?
Madchen Amick.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
I thought it was Nay something.
No,
N-E-E.
M-A-D-C-H-E-N-A-M-I-C-K.
I looked it up on Google and it gave me a completely different name.
Her name's Madchen.
All right, well, whatever.
Madchen Amick.
Maybe I couldn't find it on IMDb because the person I was looking up did not have an IMDb page. So it could have been a completely wrong person.
Random.
But I think that she is in an episode of Netflix's Love.
I don't know. I don't remember. What,
I think
season 3?
The first season, when they're showing Wichita for the first time.
Oh,
I think she plays one of the people who's training
Judd
Apatow's
like
daughter.
Yeah.
And I also think it's funny because I referred to these actors saying they would be like the kids from Wichita.
Love. Yeah. Yeah, why would you play the game? It's stupid.
Why would you play the game? That would be very stupid to do.
Yeah. You can talk about it now.
Oh, do I have permission to talk about what I want to talk
about
now?
The stupid thing that happens at the end of the episode.
You think it's stupid too?
Oh yeah, it's good. Dumb. It doesn't make
what?
Any sense.
What? What is happening?
It doesn't make any sense.
Jughead's like, I'm almost a level three Night Ranger, and I can meet the Gargoyle King.
Gotta explain it at the start of next episode.
Is he going crazy because he drank blue stuff?
Maybe he was poisoned and he survived.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's not body poison. Maybe it's brain
crazy,
poison.
Though.
He seems pretty freaking crazy
now he
at
does,
the end of
but
this
I mean,
episode.
At the end of last episode.
Also, the people that he's playing the game with.
Just all
did
snakes.
You notice?
It's Cheryl, it's Tony.
Yeah.
It's Fangs.
Cheryl
and
does not seem like she would want to play this game.
Out of all of them, Sweet Pea is not sitting down for that shit. Sweet Pea ain't
Sweet
sitting
Pea.
Down for nothing like that.
No. Sweet Pea definitely doesn't want to play no
Sweet
Gargoyles.
Sweet Pea would walk in and kick the table and call everyone nerds.
Oh my god, it's also been a while since he called him Juggy, and that always throws me for a loop. Always throws me for a loop.
Sweet Pea, what are you doing,
Sweet
my man?
Sweet Pea and Fangs.
Tony.
What do the serpents do? What is their gang thing? What do they do? They play Griffins and Gargoyles all day long. This is insane. It's all making sense. I can finally meet the gargoyle. I'm almost level 3.
I'm going to ascend.
I'm a level 3. I'm level 3.
Well, I mean, Princess Etheline was only level 2, I think. Or
yeah,
something.
And he's freaking level 3.
That is a
dude.
Slow leveling
That's
system.
That's an episode of Riverdale's another episode of Jughead.
Very slow leveling system.
Yeah, I guess so. Some of the best games have slow leveling systems.
Like?
Dark Souls.
Does it? It's not that slow.
It's not that slow.
No.
If you're bad, it's slow.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was really excited at the beginning of this episode, and then it petered out to me by the end.
Yeah, it slowed a bit.
It slowed down. But then it picked back up when I saw the parent characters just be fucking huge dorks. I'm like, this sucks and no one would ever do this. This is fucking stupid. It
doesn't make any sense.
It's very dumb, but, you know. Not the best episode of this season, I don't think.
What are we rating it? What are you rating it?
I'm rating it a B-.
Yeah. I'll go with a C+.
Okay, so we're going to average out
to a B-+.
Yeah, a B-+.
Plus C.
Well, it means it's time for a regular segment.
Yeah!
And we don't have a guest this time.
So it's normal.
It's normal again.
It's normal now.
It's got better Veronica's.
Many your Veronicas.
See, why do you get mad at me when I sing, but then you sing that song
when
and
I get
I'm not
mad
allowed
at you
to
for
get
singing?
The beginning of this episode.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I'm singing.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't talk about at the end there when they're doing their montage and not talking to each other. Tears for Fears
starts playing. Yeah.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Everybody does want to rule the world.
Oh, it's good. I got back into it for that split second.
Yeah, you watched the whole credits.
Yeah.
This is Betty Veronica's. This is where we talk about who we like in this episode, and we got him again last week.
Yeah, we tricked
until any of our guests listens to our podcast, they are not going to understand
how
Betty's
going to trick them.
I think we tricked Adam twice.
Yeah, he forgot about it. That is true. That is true. That is nice.
He is a simp, so that makes sense. We're gonna have a, Adam. We love to have you. Right,
I don't think we didn't trick Andrew twice though.
Well, because we didn't let him go first when we did it again. No. I don't think. Now, the funny thing is, out of all of our guests, Adam is the only one who has listened to the podcast.
He still didn't know.
He's just too simple. Anyway, it's time for Better Erotica. This is where we talk about who we like in this episode. If I'm going to be honest, in this episode, who I liked the most was Alice Cooper. Young Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
She got the hell out of there, man. She saw whatever... Like, I feel like... And
wearing
this is,
nice
this
jackets.
Is, she was wearing nice jackets, wearing nice grunge. I think she's the most... Like, this is maybe breaking the rules a little bit and saying that I think she's the most like me. Where if I went somewhere and there was a bunch of fucking dork-ass nerds behaving like that and there was a weird concert being performed for five people, I'd be like, no.
She performed in the concert. Right. That's crazy.
If someone asked me to sing in the concert, Jordan, of course I'm going to sing. It doesn't matter how many...
No, she played synth.
No, I know, but I'm saying for me. If someone asked me to sing in the concert, I'm going to sing in the concert.
How does Alice know synth?
But, you know, once my... I'm a performer. It's what I do. But once that's done, if I look around, if I go to the bathroom to throw up, and I see, oh, there's two cups of blue over here. There's so much writing on the wall that wasn't here when I walked into the bathroom. There's a long person in a goat outfit over here. I need to leave and not talk to anyone about this. And even though I criticized her for not calling the police, I think she made the right move because she didn't get touched by the
long
person.
I'm surprised they didn't make an Alice in Chains pun.
I'm surprised they didn't make an Alice Cooper pun!
Yeah.
What do you mean Alice in Chains? Her name is Alice Cooper. School's out for summer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Alice Cooper. Well, she's not Cooper yet.
No, I know. She but was we Alice all Smith. Know who she's going to be.
She's Alice Smith at that point.
We all know. Then they should have played the Smiths.
My Betty or Veronica is FP. Cole Sprouse's FP is the... I'll say it again. He's the only one that seemed like he was actually trying to act like the actor.
So really, your Betty or Veronica is Cole Sprouse.
Yeah, it's Cole Sprouse for this episode. Cole Sprouse, good job for... I don't know, just trying something different. Like, most of the other kids, the other actors, they seem like they're playing characters that were not reminiscent of the parent.
No, I agree with you. I texted you last night, I said everyone else is being silly, Cole Sprouse is being good.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Cole Sprouse, you do get the Jugheads.
Good job! You're the Betty or Veronica.
The Jugheads Award for good job, you did it.
Next one. On to the next one.
Don't you have to close out Betty or Veronica's? Don't you usually do that?
No.
That's going to do it for Betty or Veronica's.
I don't think I do. We just go right into
Fartsy. I think you always do.
Betty or Veronica's.
That's doing it for Betty or Veronica's. Now it's time for another segment. This is my favorite segment. It's called Fartsy's, which is where we look far.
Into the future.
Into the future of Archie. Where we're going to discuss what we think is going to happen probably within the next three episodes
Archie
of
getting
Riverdale.
Out.
Okay, I guess Jordan's going first.
Archie getting out.
Archie's getting out.
Archie getting out.
This episode's not fair because nothing happened in it until the very end. So there's like,
there's not a lot to
only
predict.
One development
on
that
Jughead.
Could happen. I guess my Fartsy I kind of already talked about, which is I think that the long person is really just a monster.
It is a monster?
I think it's a real monster. A real monster.
I hope it's Hiram.
I also hope it's Hiram. I hope it's like someone stupid like, it's Peeny in there.
I could see that. That one makes more sense.
She's doing a trick.
Yeah. That seems like a stupid trick that she would think is really is really smart.
I'm in a gang. I gotta pull tricks on teenagers.
This is what she seems to like to do.
Hey, boss, shouldn't we be over here selling drugs for real profit? No. I gotta trick these teens.
I have an elaborate trick on them. No, I'm still gonna go with it's a man holding sticks in there, or a woman holding sticks.
Yeah, it could be Peeny.
It could be Peeny. It could be Hiram. That's very funny. I hope it's Hiram. Archie getting out. He's going. I think we're gonna have another singular episode where it's Archie, like he breaks out and then he's in someone's like chicken coop and then he stealing clothes off the clothesline to blend in.
You think it's gonna be like an Oh Brother We're Out There
type
situation?
Yeah, I think we're gonna get that with Archie.
Great. You think he's gonna be on a chain gang or something like
that? That's what they're
gonna be. Someone else who's like attached to his foot.
Yes. He's gonna have Joaquin like unconscious and he's gonna be dragging him behind him.
And then they're gonna meet up with Kevin and it's gonna be a whole thing.
With Kevin? Oh yeah, Kevin. I don't know if they're gonna go back to that. I guess they will, but...
Here's my other Fartsy.
Meh.
Jughead's not actually crazy. He's doing a trick.
I was wondering... Just the rest of them don't look like they're on drugs, but Jughead definitely looks like Jughead, he's on drugs.
See, I think Jughead's doing a trick. I think he's trying to trick the Gargoyle King.
That he's that watching them or something?
Yeah. Because how else would he know?
I don't know.
What's happening? So I think Jughead...
It's not a choice.
Jughead being the smartest of anyone in Riverdale, yeah. I think is doing a trick.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
He's smarter than everyone in Riverdale. Name me one smarter person. Exactly.
Kevin?
I don't know if Kevin's smarter.
Sierra?
She has a law degree. Does that make her smarter? He constantly, like
persons
her person to her office and surprises her.
Yeah, but she always talks him down.
Yeah, it doesn't, I don't know if that makes her smarter.
Ellen?
All right.
Than those two.
You gotta go around. You can't break through the cord, dog.
I can't think.
Come here.
I mean, Archie's mom? Archie's mom's pretty smart.
She doesn't live in Riverdale.
Hmm.
So, joke's on you.
Yeah, I can't think of anyone else otherwise.
Those are my farchies.
Great.
So that means it is time for Jordan's, the third fact. I guess technically the fourth segment. Is Jordan's got a cool fact he wants, or an interesting fact he wants to
cool
talk to you
about. Cool fact! Principal, played by Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, really?
The nerd from The Breakfast Club. Hard to pick, I didn't pick up on
really?
It.
Really?
Until I looked at the credits.
Hard to see.
Yeah.
Wow. That is a, Jordan.
That's a good fact.
I think for the first time in
I've had
fact
good
segment.
Facts. I've had good facts.
That's
before.
A good fact.
Also, Goof in The Vending Machine.
You're just reading off of IMDb.
Yeah.
You read the title as Goof.
Goof. On IMDb.
You fucking idiot.
Vending Machine has Cheetos Cheddar Jalapeno. Did not exist.
No. Yeah. Jalapeno is like a 2014 snack.
Yeah.
I know, because I rated it best snack of 2014.
Great. On what?
My own head.
Your journal? Your diary?
I wrote it down. So I voted it.
Yeah.
This is a B-minus episode, Jordan. This is the definition of a B-minus episode.
C+.
I liked it.
There's some interesting stuff, but you're not
I wouldn't even
delivering.
Say there's interesting stuff. I would say there's entertaining stuff.
Parents, kids playing parents could be cool. Not as cool as I would like. Give me a 50s
episode.
Jordan's
letterboxed review of this
Give
episode.
Me a 50s episode, please.
Yes. The
dress them up like they're in sweaters and run around and they...
Dress them up, parade them around like they're in sweaters. Come on.
Put them in sweaters.
Give Papa what he wants.
Send him to the sock hop. Please. I would love it. Have them go to Lover's Lane and then there's a man with a hook for a hand. And do stuff like that. Do a 50s, please.
Well, why don't you send in the treatment that you've been working on?
There's a man with
to Netflix.
There's a man with a hook for a hand, and it's great.
To imagine the Netflix headquarters where someone opens up an inexplicably sticky envelope that has 14 loose pages that you've scribbled on.
A 14-page script. God damn.
Yeah.
A 14-minute episode.
Handwritten. And at the end of the script, it's just... the end of the script is the title card for Riverdale.
Latest title card yet.
14 pages is not the latest title card.
Yeah, the latest we've seen is 11 minutes so far.
Okay. All right.
So if we get to 14, we're cooking.
You're going by the rule that it's 1 minute a page.
Yeah, or is that true for movies?
Well, it's true for production mostly, but it's...
In general.
It's a rule of thumb. I don't think that's...
Do you think that's true for Riverdale?
Especially your 14 handwritten pages, which a lot of it is drawings.
One page is just, they dance at Pops. they do the twist.
And Cheryl walks in hot.
Cheryl walking in hot.
Okay.
Veronica walks on, it's legs.
We gotta go before you get more creepy than Brian.
Well, I said this. I've said everything I just said already.
I've said everything I'm going to say.
I'm just repeating what I've said before.
That's Jugheads. That's Riverdale. It's Jugheads again for another week. If you want to talk to us, you can talk. You can go on Twitter. Talk to us on Twitter at JugheadsPod. You can look at our now four pictures.
It'll be four on Friday.
So it will be four. On Instagram at JugheadsPod, you can send all your burning questions to JugheadsPod@gmail.com. Yeah. Yes! Do anything! For the love of God! Like, earn your keep. Do one fucking thing.
Wait, can I post Yogi Berra quotes on the Jughead
I don't,
pod?
I'll tell you right now, I don't like it, but I don't care what you do. Just, like, be active at all.
Should I pose Yogi Bear quotes on my own or on the
JK? I have to clarify, you're not saying Yogi Bear quotes. You are saying Yogi Berra quotes.
Yes. Yogi Berra quotes.
It's going to be confusing for anyone listening because you sound exactly like Yogi Bear.
Come on, boo-boo. Should I pose Yogi Berra quotes on...
If you think Jordan should post Yogi Berra quotes on Instagram, then hashtag, you Berra believe it.
Hey, hashtag...
You say hashtag?
No, you did.
You said hashtag.
No, I was making fun of you because you said hashtag. Hashtag, hey, boo-boo.
I know, I never said hashtag.
You did.
I did not.
Listen back.
I'm never going to listen to this. Listen
back. You said...
I am never going to listen
hashtag,
to this.
Hashtag, I've got to see what's in that picnic basket.
No, I said hashtag, you better believe it.
Yeah. Hashtag, I've got to see what's in that picnic
basket.
Have
you ever used a hashtag?
Yeah, you can fit that on Instagram.
I know you can.
People will be taking this.
People will be taking this? What are you talking about?
That's what's going
to
happen.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. Jordan, thanks for watching this again with me.
Great.
Keep jugging.
No.
Archie's here. Betty's here. Veronica, too. Reggie's here.